Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3430. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk, Montgomery. Hey, two, our Men's Room. I'll tap today. It is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: the 10 greatest rock guitarists of all time.
All right.
And the 10 greatest rock bassists of all time.
Ooh.
We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
It's a clock. You're going to drag.
All right, here we go. Florida man arrested after shining a laser in the pilot's eyes at Miami International Airport. Meanwhile, a missing Australian fraudster might have found a unique way to stay out of court. To Michigan, where man breaks into home before leaving his debit card behind. New York City's naked cowboy arrested during Bike Week for showing his mankind. And a man causes disturbance on an international flight, so they drop his ass off in Bulgaria. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, this will not be earth-shattering to anyone, but everyone I know likes sex. Now, it doesn't mean they have all the sex that they would like to have, but they're trying. And we actually have the sex partner totals of various celebrities. That's everyone from Amy Schumer. Any guesses? How many sexual partners does Amy Schumer have?
Six.
10. 28.
Oh.
To Lamar Odom, who goes over 2,000. To Russell Brand, who tops out at about 1,000. And I don't care who you are.
Wow.
1,000 of anything is a lot. Russell Brand slept with 1,000 different women. And Pennsylvania man Keith Johnson is accused of burglarizing 1,000 cars. 1,000 cars. Now, sure, that's not as sexy as 1,000 sexual partners, but I'm equally as impressed. And police actually had him on multiple videos, but they could never get a clear look at him. However, his, quote, distinct style of walking ended up giving him away. Now, I'm not a career criminal or anything, but if you're going to be successful at it, you want to throw people off the trail, right? Switch up your walk or take Melissa Caddick out of Sydney, Australia. Now, she swindled more than $25 million in investor funds over a period of years. Now, when authorities started investigating her, she disappeared. Well, they recently discovered her severed foot. Benally believed that she cut off her own foot to trick police into thinking that she's dead. Is that a bit extreme? Yes, but I get it. I mean, look, I once forged a report card. Not quite as over the top as our Aussie counterpart, but both of us went that extra mile to avoid responsibility. But I do have all of my limbs, because I didn't care that much. But these are just some of the stories that we've seen, stories that left us with many questions, questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK, like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Joel's out. Away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3430. What a large and charged program we have for you today.
Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. Only because we don't care what you hear again.
Yeah. Once again, the exciting return of your guess is as good as mine as we celebrate here 50 years of KISW. Decided to do a little rock fest. On your guess as good as mine, ladies and gentlemen, your categories, the 10 greatest rock guitarists of all time.
All right.
And then for you, Steve, we have the 10 greatest rock bassists of all time.
Sure.
I threw that in there. Could have put in drummers.
Could have.
Could have put in lead singers.
Yeah.
Nah, didn't do that. We're going with the people who play the guitar up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty
exciting. Stringed instruments, yes.
That's right. Will you go guitarists or will you go bassists?
Coming up. Yes. Thank you for making it formal. I'm a bassist.
I'm a bassist. Aren't you really a bassist, though?
I am a bassist. I remember a man talking to his brother back in Baltimore. I don't know, 30 years ago, whatever. But we're at the bus stop because that's where all conversations Baltimore have, complete stranger. But we talk about music, and he's like, do you play an instrument? I said, yeah, man, actually, I play bass. There's a pause. He looks at me, and he goes, drum? It's like guitar, bro. I'm not in a marching band.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think?
We're having this whole conversation, you think that I play. There's nothing wrong with playing the bass drum. I just assume, that if you say I play the bass, you understand you mean the stringed instrument.
Bass drum is only exciting if you go to like Howard or Grambling.
That's what I mean.
I mean, that's the only way that you really get any action and do anything, right? I mean, if you're like in a symphony, I guess you play all the percussion things. That's just one of the
things. No, but marching bands, like marching band, you go, right, man, the drum line, cool.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm in a drum line. I specialize on the bass drum.
Like the guys who just bang the cymbals. Are they really in the band?
Yes.
Are they really in the band?
Because when you watch what they do, all right?
Okay,
all right. Watch your cymbal player, and I'm going historically black colleges on this.
All right.
Trust me, all right? So you watch the marching band. There's a guy in the band doesn't even play an instrument. They just got a baton, right? Mm-hmm. But they're blowing a whistle and just carrying the weight. The band does their thing.
That's the band
even
leader.
The sousaphone guys are breaking down some cool moves.
Yeah.
But the cymbal players, if you watch the cymbal players when they have nothing to crash, they're doing all these cool dances with the cymbals, man. You need to watch drumline.
Tell me those cymbal players aren't bad.
Why do you hate Nick Cannon?
What about the flag people? The people who do the flags and all that stuff.
Well, they're part of the show, but
that's just what they do.
Are they in the band?
No,
they're not.
So I can't believe you're calling out cymbal guys.
I'm talking about, look, they're all in the same field. They're all playing the same game. They're not in the
band. I'm going to say that they are in the band.
All right.
Right. I mean, I know.
Even the dude who gets
come
on.
Come on.
Even the dude who gets
I'm
on.
I'm part the, of the flag. It's the the only time you see me
look.
Is when the band's out there.
What
so am I more like a roadie? Am I the light guy? Am I the sound tech? Or to me, you're in the band. You don't really play an instrument, but you're part of the thing. I would never just listen to, like, say, the Grambling marching band. All right, this is a story march. I wouldn't listen to them, but if I can watch them at the same time. So the flag people have to be there, man.
Motley Crue had dancers up on the stage. Were they part of the band or were they part of the entertainment? Yes, they were part of the show.
Part of the show.
Well, Mick Mars married one of those ladies, and she was a backup singer in the band.
But he wasn't known to marry a member of the band. He married one of their dancers.
She was a singer.
But you're part of the band when you're out there.
There wasn't necessarily a girl dancing in a cage.
That's
these were part of the backup singers in the band.
Sure.
Like even the dude who gets up on the 10-foot ladder, who's a moron, goes like this. He's in the band, right?
Mm-hmm. He's the band leader.
Okay.
Band director.
He's conducting.
Right. And then there's the guy that has the...
The baton.
Yeah, I was going to call it
whistle
like
and baton.
Yeah, what's his name?
I'm sure it's... I don't know.
They're both the conductor. The drum major is the one that walks in front in a parade.
Yeah. Okay.
He's also the conductor there when they're doing the field show.
All right, we're at the parade. All right, we're at the Seafair Parade, okay?
All right.
The band's coming down the street.
Uh-huh.
All right? Let's just say, I don't know what the hell it is. It's you know what it is? It's Ballard High School.
Okay.
All right? And I'm holding a banner in the front. Aren't I a beaver now?
Well, like I got beaver.
I'm in a beaver band, right? I'm holding the banner.
The beavers?
It says these are the fighting beavers of Ballard High in the beaver marching band. I'm holding the beaver banner. I'm walking down the street. Am I in the beaver band?
This is my question for you.
What do you mean, no?
The flag people don't do a whole lot outside of the band.
I'm holding the banner.
That's their moment.
Nobody would know who you are.
But you hold the banner for anything that represents the high school. You're telling me who the band is, because now you're just the person that says, ladies and gentlemen, put your hand together for beavers.
Right. What I'm saying is, you know who the band is, one for me.
Yeah, but that's just the voice guy.
That guy's part of the band.
Yeah, he is.
The guy carrying the sign.
My impression is those are two people who just weren't good enough to be playing an instrument that day.
I got a band outfit on.
But he moonlights. He does other stuff. The football team is taking the field without the band, you still get Beaver Kid. So Beaver Kid... You get plugged. We just need you to identify. He's the voiceover guy.
I am wearing an actual marching band outfit like those people do. Now, if I'm part of that. Now, if I can work for the Seahawks. If I run a bottle of Gatorade out on a timeout, that doesn't make me a Seahawk. If I had a uniform on, though, you could say, oh, look, man, the backup running back's taking out
you're
some water.
You're not technically a Seahawk, but you're part of the team.
I mean,
the doctor's part of the team. All the trainers are part of the team.
I mean, yeah.
Well, we would not call you a Seattle Seahawks.
If I hold the banner, then I'm in the band.
No, you're a team player, but you're not in the band.
I'm not in the band?
No, because you're also announcing the football team.
But
you're announcing the spelling bee.
This is a weird argument. But that guy, it's usually people from the band are with the band.
Yeah.
Like if a
Wait.
It's the boosters that are holding the sign.
But if you're in the band, they're playing instruments.
There's nobody watching the parade going, yeah, banner guy. There's nobody.
How do you know? Do you know why they're clapping? Because here comes the Ballard Beavers. And I let them know that. Because they wouldn't have known. You know, that could be.
Are you in high school?
That could be Buffalo High School. We don't even know who the hell that is.
But to me, that's his voice guy. All right, Ted, that's you introducing a fighter at the Octagon, right?
Correct.
You are not going to stand in there and fight with them.
I'm not a fighter, but I'm part of the show.
You're part of the show, but are you part of the fighter's crew? No. To me, that's the sign-carrying guy.
But he's not wearing, like, tighties and stuff like that.
That's a decision.
I'm in a band outfit.
Banner guy and flag people are an integral and very important part of the show. They are not part of the band.
I would give flag people the band.
Do they go to band practice?
No. They don't.
So how do they get all the formations on the field?
They are there at the same time as band practice, but they have nothing to do with the band. They leave the band. They go do their own stuff.
Mike, I was a punter for freaking 6 years.
You're not part of the team.
I was in the marching band,
Miles. Do you think we do anything with the rest of the team? We go way F over there.
Right.
People don't even see us.
Right.
We're on the team.
So does that make the football team part of the band?
I don't see those guys all damn day. You know what I'm saying? We're kicking balls. They think we're weird.
Yeah, but they don't want to see you.
Yeah.
You are a bad omen. If our punter gets a good game, if he has a long workout, it's because the team sucks. You're the albatross.
If I'm not pitching today, guess where they put me? 400 feet over there.
Right.
I'm not even on the bench.
But you still take part in the actual game.
Do you play baseball?
Yes. I just pitched yesterday.
If the tuba player goes down, the flag guy can't step in.
Right.
All right. Sorry, man. I mean, I couldn't do the flags
What
either.
Happens if I drop that banner and they can't find someone that can hold it like I can?
Then we go without a banner, Miles.
Yeah, banner argument's one thing, but I don't know, man. I feel you're stepping on toes saying the flag girls aren't part of the band.
And I knew the flag people. Too? They were great. I loved the flag people, and they put on a great show.
Okay.
They made our show better. They were their own entity.
Yeah. Okay, the baton twirler.
Yeah, same thing. Baton twirlers, flags, guns, it's all the same crew. Oh, yeah.
Guns, yeah.
You ever had the
rivalries. Yeah,
I don't know. I know.
We lived in the city.
Flags, guns,
batons.
Say, we lived in the city, me and Ted did. That would not have been encouraged. That is the last thing.
What are they
thing.
Doing with this band? Going into battle? Are they entertaining us?
Okay.
They worked around our part of the show. When it came to practicing the actual show, we had our positions that we were going to go to and our formations that we were going to go around. They worked around that.
They had their own
separate show.
People declared it. They say, look, all right, flag holders are part of the color guard.
All right.
Someone else says you guys sound like grandparents arguing. That is correct.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, the color guard is okay. But now someone else says the color guard is part of the marching band.
Yes.
So and now they're breaking it down like I play brass or I play percussion. Now it's like I do color guard.
I hold the banner. That's what I do. If I didn't hold that banner, nobody would know who any of you are.
But is the banner holder already part of the flag team?
Don't all of you forget it.
If the equipment guy didn't set up the stage for the band, they wouldn't be able to get out there and play. Does that make them part of the band?
No, guess what? All right, so now we have more confirmation. Apparently the banner holder, you're part of the color guard.
So all right.
I'm a marching band dad, and the people carrying the banner, they're the color guard. The people with the flags are also part of the color guard. So to Mike's point, they're off doing their color guard stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. But I'm still in the band, right? Can I go to band camp?
God.
No, you could not go to band camp.
I could not go to band camp?
We couldn't go to color guard camp.
How am I going to learn how to hold that thing? Walk the right way? The whole deal. Debate for another time. All right, it is our random question. Question 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, that's random, a horrible random, thing to say about random, flag people. Random, I'm not going to read that. Look at that.
Random.
Not true.
Well, not in my high school. Good
not
Lord.
In mine either.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Don't even want to get into the mascot part of being the cheerleading team, but I don't know that one.
Hey, you leave mascots out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, what is the mascot technically?
Right? Part of the cheering team.
I guess it would be part of the cheering team,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yes, but the mascot is a complete weirdo. Forget punters.
Right. Okay.
These men and women are crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out where you put people on their teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go with this question for you, Matt. What did you do, or what do you do a lot? Maybe it's a hobby or just something that you enjoy doing. What are you kind of into that you've done a lot over the years?
I like to work on cars. Just mess around in the garage, work on old cars.
All right. When did you start working on cars?
Well, probably when I was 12, getting yelled at, holding the flashlight wrong for my old man.
Okay.
I think we all went through that at some point.
But everything he did, you were a part of, right? Or for the most part.
Yes.
Now, in retrospect, did your father have you out there to teach you all of these skills, or did he legitimately just need you to hold a flashlight?
I think just the flashlight.
Okay. Do you think, looking back, you know, your dad taught you a lot, but do you think he owns some crappy cars? You know what I mean? Like I said,
absolutely.
Because if you're working on cars all the time, that means you have a crappy car. That doesn't mean it couldn't look cool. You could have an MG. You could have a Triumph. You could have all kinds of. But if they suck and they break down all the time, like a Fiat, you know, you're working on them constantly.
But to me, that's why my father bought the cars he bought. Very specifically, look, I get 3 months, then I got to work on it.
Okay. So what kind of car do you drive now? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
I think he just got paged.
Well, you probably just insulted his Triumph or MG or Fiat.
No, those are the cars that everybody was working on when I was growing up. They look great.
He's probably like, that's what I drive.
They were convertibles,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But there was no way in hell that they were roadworthy. You couldn't take them on like a long drive. Reason why I asked, what did you do or what do you do a lot? Pennsylvania man who might have burglarized more than 1,000 cars was arrested Friday. Keith Johnson, he is 33 years old and was charged with 76 counts of loitering along with counts of burglary and stolen property and all that. They are saying that he probably burglarized more than 1,000 cars behind at least 1,000 unlawful entries into vehicles throughout Bucks County and parts of New Jersey.
At least.
He targeted unlocked cars while wearing all black clothes and white and orange sneakers every single time. That actually helped catch him.
All black clothes, white and orange sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Right, again.
Are you that big of an Orioles fan? Are you a Giants fan? Are you trying to get caught?
I don't think that's like a, hey, I'm going to go rob somebody. That's just what he wears.
He had a distinct style of walking and running where he walked up on his tippy toes. Kind of like probably like Coach that we see downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
As a result of the tire's investigation, they finally found this guy through local law enforcement. So that's a good thing there.
By the way, we're getting more clarification in the earlier debate. Says, I carried a banner for a campfire girls troop for the daffodil parade. I wasn't a campfire girl. I was a nobody. And somebody else.
Wow. I was a
harsh. And then someone else says, color guard and rifle guard are part of the drill team.
Yeah.
All right, because, right, the drill team is...
I forgot about
different.
The drill team, right.
Yeah. Sounds good, though.
I'm in the drill team. Random. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
We're doing great, Tom. Hola, how are you, bro?
Hello, having a fresh brew.
Okay. Ready to
what question you got to throw at me?
All right, this might be a difficult one. Maybe not. Who knows? Who would you say? Who did or does not make your family proud?
Oh, man.
You don't have to say names. You can say, hey, man, I got a cousin that did this.
No, you call it your cousin Eddie.
My uncles are this, or whatever. Who would you say is the biggest F-up in your family, even if they've long gone?
Man, that's hard because we're all us brothers are hard workers. I guess I could say it would have been maybe my cousin up towards Alaska.
Why is that?
He just got into drugs and everything else and, you know, was doing, ripping off family and stuff.
How long were his escapades? Was this for years, a couple of months, or kind of just all the time?
Honestly, I still don't know if it's still going on.
Oh, jeez.
We've all lost track.
Okay, where are they, what part of Alaska? Are they in the middle of nowhere? Are they in at least a decent-sized city or what?
Middle of nowhere, Alaska.
Fairbanks
or Anchorage.
Okay, well, at least they're near something.
I mean,
if you're going to be near anything in Alaska, you need to be near
a major airport. But it's still, you know, something.
They have a Chi-Chi's.
And you know where
I mean, you know, some type of civilization.
Where do we go? Is it Ruby Tuesday at the airport?
No, it was Chi-Chi's.
It wasn't Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, it was Chi-Chi's to go, or Chi-Chi's.
Is it Chi-Chi's or Chili's?
Chili's to go.
Chili's. The woman cut him off before he ordered her Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, right, exactly. Reason we asked who did or does not make your family proud, Kathy Gilchrist knew she was adopted, but what she didn't know is that the search for her birth parents, they would lead her to the FBI most wanted list. She took a DNA test out in 2017 and found out that she was adopted. And the test results brought her first match to her third cousin, Susan Gilmore in Maine, who happened to be a genealogist.
All right.
So they started doing their own thing and looking through everything else, and they finally got a form in the town that she was born in that had a documentation and a name that was believed to be one of the parents.
Okay.
Looked that parents up, did the DNA test, and it turns out that her father has been on the U.S. government's most wanted list since the 1970s.
Wow.
According to the FBI, her dad is wanted for allegedly bludgeoning to death his 68-year-old mother, his 37-year-old wife, their three sons in Bethesda, Maryland in 1976.
Jesus Christ.
Then he disappeared. He was working for the government and the FBI at the time.
And they still have never found this guy.
They believe, based on the guy's knowledge of what he knows, that he was able to escape. Thing is, the guy would be 84 years old if he's still alive. She believes he is alive and is probably still on the run. The FBI says, by the way, this guy is still considered armed and extremely dangerous.
Still now.
Yes. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-RUN.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The men's room is in progress.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Say one thing right now. If it wasn't for that KISW knit hat, man, I would have been dying over the weekend. Got caught out in that hail. I swear to God, yeah. Man. If it wasn't for that hat, hat saved my life.
Those things are super comfy.
They are very, very comfy.
That's why I had a lot. I was like, man, if it gets cold or whatever, all of a sudden hail sideways. Half an hour, I'm like, this sucks.
You are today.
Pick up the brand new KISW knit hat there, part of our 50th anniversary merchandise in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. Stylish and comfortable and great for the hail.
He came walking into work this morning. I'm outside smoking. And at first, I'm like, kind of looks like Miles, but it doesn't. I have bad eyesight, but the thing that gave it away, I'm like, and there's a big Rock logo on the hat. I'm going to say that's Miles.
Yep, that's me. Hello. It was great for walking into work. You want to walk into work? Get the brand new KISW knit hat.
Even if you can't walk.
Available now at KISW.com. All right, here's our random question. Question 206-421 round.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room. Random. Hello, Justin.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. All right, Justin, let's go with this one. Justin, based on what your mom or father did for a living, what would your job be if you ended up getting into, quote, the family business or doing what your parents do?
Well, sure. My mom was a preschool teacher, but if I had to pick between the two, I'd probably pick one of my dad does. He sells door hardware.
He sells what?
Door hardware.
Door hardware.
Okay.
I thought he said door underwear.
That's what I thought he said.
Does
he,
door underwear.
Does he still sell door hardware?
Oh, yeah. He works for the company that makes Schlage.
Okay. Now, does that mean he sells you the full door? Can I get a pocket door from this guy, or is he just the knob guy? You know what I mean?
He is the hardware guy. So he sells to, like, hospitals, banks, big buildings. He is not the residential guy. He's commercial.
Oh, so the really nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
He's talking real hardware.
This is the
not that crap
stuff.
We sell you for your rat-ass house. We're talking the top-of-the-line stuff.
Okay,
the
all
good
right.
Stuff.
Well, the best part about being in the door hardware is right now on my house, my previous house, total, I probably had, like, a grand worth of, like, smart locks on my house.
Do you have the good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
The super, best money can buy.
Yeah. I bet they noticed that, too, when they sold it. Look at the hardware on these doors.
If you're a real estate agent, wouldn't you point that out? Hey, man, this is commercial grade. Just
seriously. Yeah. I mean, some people like a commercial grade kitchen, you know, refrigerator. Not us, man. It's all the doors.
But the doors, ass, but the hardware on it, top of the
good
line.
Good news is doors haven't kind of gone by the wayside.
That's true.
When they, you know, build a building, they got doors.
Kind of like fire. Fire and doors. Mm-hmm. We always exactly. Like. What would you be doing if you had to do your mom's job or your dad's job?
I mean, I guess I'd still be working at the AFL, right? So my mom worked there for over 20 years running the facilities department.
Okay.
My dad worked at some union stuff and then didn't have a job, then retired.
Okay.
But I would say the family business, if anything, with all of our cousins and everything.
Popcorn.
Oh, no, I was going to say just coaching sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like my uncle coaches, even like my cousins now, they coach fast pitch. Like almost every Smith can coach some level of baseball.
Okay.
That's very cool.
What would you be doing, Miles?
My dad sold appliances, nice. So I get free appliances.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and my mom, she worked, she was, I guess, a, quote, educator.
Wasn't it like she worked for the missionary kind of thing?
She worked for the Department of Education in Georgia. She worked for...
You should do what your dad did.
She went and... she did...
come on, man. Let's just call for
she did relief work in right. Africa for
yeah.
a number of years.
Yeah, yeah, I think stuff. You should...
Can you imagine me in Africa doing
no,
relief work?
No, I cannot. Where's goddamn Baconator at? Hungry. I'm hungry.
What about you, Thrill?
Either a technical writer, which there's no chance I could do that. So basically, you come up with a computer program. My dad's job was to translate that into a way that us normal people can understand how to use stuff. So I'm out.
All right.
Because my explanation would be like, kick your computer and scream obscenities. And then my mother worked in the fashion industry for a while, then worked at a college.
Yep.
I think I'd take the college... because that particular college is like 85% chicks.
Well, and Mike's already kind of in the family business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm already in the family
business. Would you have gotten into auctioneering, do you think, possibly at all if your father were not indoctrinated.
No, not a way.
Did you just do it to understand conversations at like the dinner table?
somebody's matched it. I got matched it.
Miles, I grew up with it.
I got 1 second, second. Have like a matched it, Nothing.
Anything that I could stack five headlines in you know 5 minutes, Miles. I grew up with that speech. I've already talked that fast.
But did you ever talk like that in any other situation around the home?
You know? No, thank God.
No. Okay.
You won't shut up. But yeah.
Because if I saw it, I would. The reason we asked based on what your parents did for a living, what would your job be if you got into the family business? Carla Walinda, a member of the Flying Walinda's High Wire Act and the last surviving child of the famed troop's founder. She has passed on at the age of 85. Her son Rick posted on social media. She died in Sarasota on Saturday, natural causes. She was the daughter of Carl Walinda, who had founded the troop in Germany before moving to the United States in 1928. And she was the aunt of aerialist Nick Walinda. The whole Walindas are basically the High Wire Act that you know. If you've ever seen anybody on a High Wire Act, yeah, it's ours, probably yeah. Walinda.
And she's what, the matriarch of it, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. She said her first time on the wire was much earlier, actually. They carried me across the wire at first when I was 6 years old.
Oh, that had to be
my
comfortable.
My father rode a bicycle. My mom sat on his shoulders, holding me and then introducing me to the public.
And people got mad at Michael Jackson when he dangled his baby over the balcony for a second.
She spent most of her formative years traveling the country as her father's troop was in the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. She had a brother Mario and a sister Jenny. They all performed in the act, and she began appearing in the family show in 1947. But not on the high wire at first. According to the biography, she eventually got there, and she formed her own troop in the 60s. Two of the Walindas, by the way, were killed in an accident while performing the pyramid. Her brother was paralyzed. Walinda rejoined the family troupe in 1965. Her husband died in 1972.
Is that the guy who your grandmother saw?
No, that was her husband was Richard Guzman. He died in 1972 when he fell 60 feet during a performance in West Virginia. Her father died in 1978, falling while walking across a wire across the street in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And she also worked through her 70s, including in a Miley Cyrus video where she walked the high.
Oh, of course.
This is, nice. That makes sense.
This is the story that my dad tells and my uncle tells. I was very young. I don't remember this. I was 8 years old, whatever it was. And my grandmother, she lived in Puerto Rico. And because it's my grandmother, she lived at a hotel.
She was living that life.
That's just how she ran.
That's awesome.
That's how she ran.
I know.
Okay?
I like her already.
So she's out by the pool.
Did she have a cigarette extender?
Yes, she did. And not only that, but I swear to God, if you could have seen a picture of basically what went down as far as, and if you know anything about Puerto Rico, this is right near the Dunkin' Donuts downtown. Anyway, so just to give you a perspective, if you know
San Juan.
If you know San Juan, you know where the Dunkin'
Donuts
is.
Oh, where this dude hit.
Yeah, right. Okay, so basically he fell right where the Dunkin' Donuts is. So the high wire goes across to this hotel, and this hotel was one of the few high rises in San Juan at that point in time. Old Town was a lot, just think of more of a fort town. So it was kind of
nothing high
that you could hit, right? But this area was new development. There was another big building they just built across the street. So now they're going to span this wire across the two buildings. It's 12 stories. This is pretty high for, you know, this area. Either way, she's at the pool. He's got to walk across a portion of the pool. He makes it across a portion of the pool. He goes across the street. The wind whips up, and he falls to the ground. All right? And so then my grandmother decides to call my dad. And I guess I'm with my dad at the time. And my grandmother decides to call my dad. This is the truth. They bring the people at the pool a phone on a tray, like they're serving food,
right,
and a phone cord is 200 yards long, and they just drag it behind them. I'm not making this up. So she's out at the pool, she's out at the pool, and she's talking to my dad, and she said, "You're not going to believe this. Nick Walinda just died in front of me."
Right.
You know, or Carl Walinda, whatever the hell the guy's name was. And he's like, keep in mind, the guy had just died in West Virginia.
Right,
was
right,
part
right.
of this act. So as far as the high wire thing goes, for some reason they used to go through West Virginia a lot with the circus and everything else. And they were famous in Puerto Rico as well. Anyway, he splatters, I guess. So my dad says, Mom, is he dead? And cut the mics for a minute. Mike, if you could.
So yes,
he's dead. Huh?
Yes, yes. That was her response at like 70 years.
Random,
ago.
Random.
Have you seen
random,
video on?
Random.
I've seen video, not him splatting.
They probably have,
but they talk about his. Random, anytime,
you know, the hotel's still there. Matter of fact, when I went down to San Juan, I wanted to see where my grandmother lived. So I stopped at that hotel. They haven't changed the thing on the damn thing. It's still the same hotel. But it was just kind of cool to walk around, and you know what I mean? Just
well, look, the next time Nick Wallenda, because you know it's going to happen, has this televised on a walk across whatever, even if you don't watch him walk across the wire, watch like the first 30 minutes before he actually does the walk, because they always show that dude. Was it Carl?
But yes, it's Carl.
They always show the clip of him blowing off the top. Again, you won't see him splatter, but you...
See, that's the hotel.
All right.
That's the hotel on ground. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. That's not good. Yeah.
And now there's a Dunkin' Donuts there.
Now there's a Dunkin' Donuts right
now
below.
Now see if they show him blow off. Right?
Probably about right here.
Yeah.
See, he starts to wobble. Whitley,
right.
And then Carl's not doing well. And this is when I think he knew he was going to die.
Not yet.
Now he knows.
Oh, no. They showed the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not. Holy.
Right.
That's the first time I've seen that edit.
Yeah.
Well.
Right. That was not good. That was like watching that guy, Bud Dwyer, die about the same time when I was a kid. Was that the guy's name?
I don't know. I was not expecting that. I thought that was a regular edited one they put in. Jesus Christ.
Now, he had a car.
It was horrible.
Oh, yeah. It was not good.
And then they cut to that.
Then they cut to the family.
Great. Random. Okay. Not expecting that, Ted. Sir.
Random.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Metro. Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hola. What's happening, Chris?
Oh, God.
We already told you it's going to be a negative Monday on Friday, I believe.
Jeez.
I just figured that was a regular edit. No, we watched them hit the ground and everything.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
I can say I've imagined that, but I, you know, seen
no, you can't.
It.
No,
yeah,
you can't.
I haven't seen that yet. So
yep.
All right, let's go with this one.
Go ahead.
How many sexual partners do you think you've had?
I know pretty succinctly. It's probably six.
Six on the nose.
Okay, I'll say if it's more than 10, it takes a second to answer.
Did you have any long term relationships within the six?
Yes, 15 years.
See, that's what messes up your number.
Because of you.
You would have had like, and that's what you got to remember, you have like 15 by now.
Right.
I mean, if it wasn't for that, just that 15.
Make sure you remind her.
Right, exactly.
Do you know how many sexual partners I could have had if not for you?
You only have one life. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, I'm a musician. I'm a drummer. So I've been in a band the whole time. And yeah, my current partner constantly is like, you know what? If you were single, you could have had so many more women.
She brings it up to you?
Yeah.
Were you like, yeah, no.
Could have.
What kind of band are you in?
Loud, heavy.
Yep.
All right. And how old are you now?
46.
46. You wouldn't be from being skinny, cool drummer guy who could have got laid, and now you're fat, old drummer guy in a band, and you could get laid, well, maybe, but it wouldn't be the same quality.
I'm not fat, but yeah, I've actually been asked at concerts, you know, whose father I was.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, I'm nobody's father. I was actually the drummer in the band.
So they've already seen you on the stage and still did not piece together that you're in the band.
Well, you know, I mean, you're pretty hidden back there. I mean, it wasn't like we're playing places with big lights or anything.
See,
sure. So.
That's why I'm convinced the conga players just have an ego problem, and that's why they choose to stand up behind their kit.
You pretty much
is the rest of the band younger? Are you guys all the same age?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're younger.
Yeah, so they were probably 10 to 15 years younger than me.
Okay.
That's weird. You know, because typically when you have a bunch of old guys, then they need somebody, so they bring in a younger guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A guy who can play. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. They never bring in the old guy. You know what I mean? Like,
the thing is that all the old guys don't play music anymore because they've got kids. Right?
So apparently, that's it.
And I can keep doing it, I guess.
But all those years, and you only had six partners, huh?
Yeah, most of them were in the early days.
Were the drums?
I had a couple other long term relationships.
Were the drums responsible for 100% of the five other partners?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had some real rock and roll experiences.
All right, okay, good for you. What about your current partner? Did she meet you through this band or entirely separate?
No, the band is just. Kind of the thing that happens outside of when I'm supposed to be doing yard work.
Okay.
All right. Very cool. And you guys are still hopefully going to, when all this is over with, you guys are going to try to go and play some gigs, do all that stuff?
Yes. Right. I mean, yeah, it's been really nothing for a year and a half.
Oh, we're aware. We are aware.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we live it. It's okay.
Yeah. Hell, we might be at your show, man. I mean, it's like that.
I don't know that I could put a number on this. And that's not saying it, so I just don't know what the number is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't keep track.
It's crazy or anything like that. I have no idea. I can't. Sometimes I'll remember somebody who I had sex with when someone brings something up. I'm like, oh, yeah. But it's been a long time, so I can't remember all that stuff.
Yeah, honestly. You know? I mean, I talked to a chick like 2 hours before I realized
teens,
we slept together.
20s, you know what I mean? Like, I don't remember a lot of that stuff.
So. Well, teens, I remember better than 20. Teens was a dry time. Mm-hmm. It's like being in the Gobi Desert. 20s, a little different.
Yeah.
That's why you should get Facebook. So every once in a while, somebody pops up, and you're like, oh, yeah.
I remember
that now.
I remember. How many sexual partners are too many? How many are not enough? Here are some celebrities and their magic numbers so you can compare them to yours. Let's start with Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Oh, what, like 10,000 chicks? 20,000,
right?
20,000.
20,000, jeez.
Yeah. John Oates.
Not
Daryl Hall. Not the tall guy. John Oates.
Mustache,
5'3". John Oates.
But the mustache, I'm saying, was a gig because it's the womb broom, baby. I'm going to say like 15,000.
I'll say less, but I'll give him like 7,000 to 8,000.
He just says thousands.
All right. Oh, I see how he plays it.
Nature boy Ric Flair. Oh. Woo!
I want to say he's up there with Chamberlain.
I want to say 1,500.
He's 10,000. Apparently, that guy would go to every town and just kick game. Yeah. I've read a couple things about him where he's just like, he was teaching all the wrestlers how to go to bars and strip clubs and pick up women. Like, that was his thing. Like, he's like, come on out, kid, I'll show you how to do this.
And he would also leave people to pay the tabs.
Right.
He was That's notorious. The other thing.
I like everything about him. Hey, you guys cover this. I'm going to go get laid.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jesus.
Jack Nicholson?
10,000.
Who's Jack Nichols?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
Jack Nichols.
Jack Nicholson.
That's the guy down the street.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, 2,000. How about Dustin Screech Diamond, the late Screech?
Oh, God.
I mean, dude.
I hope it's no more than 8, but I'm sure it's like 2,000.
It's got to be in the 1,000.
He says over 2,000, or he did say that. Mariah Carey, 8. Since 2019.
Since 2019?
Since July of 2019, she's got an exact number.
Is she single?
She probably can't remember anything else after
that.
Yeah.
15.
She says 5. That's not bad for a couple of years. 3 years, 5? That's not bad, right?
Yeah.
But she is Mariah Carey. I mean...
Right, that's what I mean.
She can sleep...
The number could be as high as she would like.
Exactly. How about Hugh Hefner?
Oh, God. I mean, 10,000.
Over 1,000. Which seems low, but he says there were times when he was married...
No, it does not seem low.
And did not cheat. Dennis Rodman.
Oh, 7 million.
Yeah, he seems like a high number.
Not all of them even human.
He guesses 2,000.
He guesses.
Which I'm going to say has got to be a low number.
I think I'm closer with 7 million.
Charlie Sheen.
5,000.
And he says that's a wild guess. He's
what,
got
5,
no
000?
Idea, but he's just going to say 5,000. Russell Brand.
I know this one only from earlier, 1,000.
1,000 is correct.
That seems right, though. I mean, he's Russell Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Washington's own Gene Simmons.
Oh, God. Doesn't he say
he
it's
here?
Like,
he says over 5.
Did he move here
5,000.
But doesn't he say, like, I don't know, like 20,000, like he's Will Chamberlain or
no,
something?
No, he says 4,831. No, he says 4,800.
Okay.
Not right, specific. Yeah. How about Vinny from Jersey Shore?
Vinny?
Yeah.
300.
I'll say 2,000.
He says at least 500. Maybe 1,000. Lamar Odom.
What do you mean 500, maybe 1,000? That is a lot of people to find. Lamar Odom?
Lamar Odom has an interesting quote on this one. Because it's Lamar Odom.
I mean, he famously got sick at the Bunny Ranch.
Yep.
2,000.
He says over 2,000. But then includes also too many strippers to count. So they aren't in
Oh, he didn't even put
the 2,000. They're just part of the number. And Amy Schumer in her 2016 memoir, she says, I've dated and slept with 28 people. I can't remember all their names, but I remember their nicknames I gave them. Third Ball, Pit Bull Guy, Cousin Steve.
Cousin Steve?
Cousin Steve.
That feels wrong.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.